The following program is rated M and is considered best suited for mature audiences. Please be advised that this program may contain adult themes, sexual situations, violent content, and/or strong language that is not suitable for listeners under the age of 17. Please take this into consideration before listening.
This is a presentation of Dream Realm Enterprises, where dreams are our reality.
Showcase presents Circle the Drain, written by Benjamin Bruce and Jonathan Patrick Russell.
So that's the way the cookie crumbles.
That's not funny, man.
Oh, come on, Danny. Grow a sense of humor, dude. That is so funny.
No. Not even remotely.
Well, let's hear from the callers when we come back. They can tell you how hilarious I actually am. The morning crew will be back with Marty and Danny right here on WXLP New York. Keep it here, folks. What the hell crawled up your ass this morning, man? You've been a dry rag all fucking morning. I mean, the least you could do is pretend my jokes are funny.
At least when we're off the air, you admit it.
It's not like you're a barrel of laughs this morning. Damn it, Danny, this shit is depressing. I don't even want to see our ratings this month.
Hey, have I really been that far off all this time?
Just ask the man coming through the door. So... to what do we owe the pleasure of your company, O great and powerful radio producer?
You're done for the day, boys.
What?
Yeah, what the fuck, Tom? We're just about to come back from commercial. My adoring public awaits.
They can keep on waiting. The news team are about to break in with coverage on that incoming hurricane. It's a mercy killing, if you ask me.
Hey, my jokes aren't that bad.
I hate to burst your bubble, Martin, but they are that bad.
Bam! Told you so.
Screw you, Danny. My loyal listeners, we're about to prove both of you fucks wrong.
Loyal listeners? What? All three of them?
Are you saying that I suck, Tom? Because if it's my job at stake, it can be arranged.
See? Not even remotely funny.
Shit, you guys wouldn't know a sense of humor if it came up and sucked your dicks.
That joke isn't getting any funnier, no matter how you twist it, you warped little shithead. Besides, the real problem is your sidekick here. Are you fucking depressed or what, Dan?
I've had better years, to be honest. But at least I still have a job.
Think again.
What?
Now just hang on, Tom. I know Dan the Man has had a few off mornings lately, but that's no need to fire him. The man is a legend. He was the lead guitarist for Deadhead, best damn metal band of the early 90s. So, some respect, please.
That former celebrity shit ain't doing it anymore. That might have gotten you in the door here at WXLP, but it won't save your ass this time. I'm sorry, Dan, but you're out. And this decision doesn't come from me, so don't shoot the messenger.
Then who the hell does it come from, Tom?
Relax, Marty. I can fight my own battles.
Yeah, shut your pie hole, Marty. This comes from the station owner. He's heard enough. Sorry, but you're out, Dan. Nothing I can do about it.
Well, that's fine. It's been nice working with you, Marty.
Danny, man! Say it ain't so. You're just gonna give in? Just like that. Well, fuck that, man. Fight the fight.
Let's just say, I don't have any fight left in me. And just leave it at that, huh, Marty?
Let's be honest, Dan. It's beyond fighting for. You need to check yourself into rehab, and we both know it.
Stick it where the sun don't shine, Tom.
Denial is a long-ass river, Danny. You better get your act together. Look, nobody wants to see you go down in flames. Take my advice and get your shit together, all right?
Yeah, my middle finger stands all the way up for pricks like you, Tommy. Have a nice life, asshole.
That's the attitude that killed your music career, Danny. Don't you have any self-respect at all? Or how about at least a little for Angie?
Fuck off, Tom. Like I said, swivel on the finger, baby. I'm out of here.
Danny, wait. I'm sorry, man. It's been a real pleasure working with you.
Oh, yeah, one fucking big pleasure, Marty. I'm laughing all the way to the bank, buddy.
Just remember who your real friends are.
I'll try to remember that, Marty. I really will. Take it easy, huh?
Dick move, Tom.
Fuck off, Marty. You're just a groupie. Go home and get some sleep.
Whatever. You know, Tom, Danny's right. You're a first-class asshole.
That's true, Martin. I also happen to be your boss. So keep your fucking opinions to yourself.
Or what? You gonna fire me too?
You're just a cheap-ass morning radio show host. If I'm willing to fire a, quote, legend like Mr. Danny Patrone, what the hell makes you think your job is so fucking safe?
Huh. That's a good point. See you in the morning, boss.
That's what I thought. Dumbass.
Hey, babes, what's going on? I heard from Michelle down at the station today. She said you left early and in a huff. Oh, Danny, you look like shit.
Nothing compared to how I feel.
Come on, sit up now. Let me sit on the couch with you and you can tell me all about it.
Not much to tell. That asshole Tom just gave me my walking papers.
Shit, Danny, they fired you?
That's generally what handing someone their walking papers means, babe. Is that... Tom did it himself.
Come on, Danny. He had to be higher up than Tom Billings.
Bullshit. That guy's had it in for me for a long time, Angie. Prick.
You got a cold or something? Danny. Danny, fuck no. Have you been breaking a line? Shit, Danny, you made me a promise.
Look, I know what I said, Angie. I'm not exactly having a great time of it lately. Or hadn't you noticed?
That's no excuse, Danny. You gave me your fucking word.
I know, babe. I know. And I'm sorry. I know I promised to stay off the shit. This is just one slip-up. It won't happen again, okay?
I've heard that before. Damn it, Danny. I had so much faith in you. You've been off the shit for almost a year.
Exactly.
Shit. This isn't the first time? You've been doing it a while now, haven't you? How often, Danny?
Not that often, Ange. Damn it. Look, I'm sorry. But at least I'm coming clean, babes. Right?
Don't babes me, Danny. Fuck. Like I need this. We've been through this shit too many times. The last time you had me convinced it was all over. I came back to you because you convinced me we were through with this shit. Fuck, Danny. Fuck!
I can change, Angie. I can. I swear it this time.
Like all the other times? Shit, Danny. Swear it on a Bible if you want. Swear it 1,000 times. But how can I believe you? If I had a quarter for every time you promised not to, I'd be fucking rich. So, how the hell am I supposed to believe anything you tell me now?
Because I love you, Angie. I mean that. I need you. Look, I just lost my fucking job. I can't lose you, too. Please, Ange. Please.
I don't know, Danny. I just don't know. I need some time to think. I gotta go to Mom's for a little while.
Leaving me?
I don't know.
Look, I can change, Angie. I'll do it for you, baby.
You were always doing it for me. But you never really do, Danny.
Look, I swear, this time will be different.
How can I believe that? You always say it'll be different. But is it really ever any different at all? That shit is so easy to say, Danny. You say you'll change for me, You say I'm worth changing for. You say I'm the best thing that's ever happened to you, and that you don't want to lose me. But if I'm all that, you'd change for real. You'd get off this shit. But you never really do, Danny. Oh, you get off of it for a while, but then some other reason comes along. Aren't I reason enough not to? Fuck, Danny. Aren't I worth it?
Of course you're worth it, Angie. You think I'm lying to you?
I think you have good intentions. I don't think you mean to lie. But when the drugs get a hold of you... Danny, the drugs make the decisions, not you. And you expect me to sit here and watch you circle the drain, to fall deeper and deeper into the abyss you're falling into again. Well, I don't know if I can do that. I just don't think I have the strength to watch you kill yourself. So, you better not be lying to me this time. You better not tell me you're going to change and then do it all over again later. Oh, shit. Why should I even put myself through this anymore? Give me one good reason, Danny.
Our love is the reason. That should be enough. I'll quit the stuff. Just for you, Angie. I'll quit. No more shit. That's it.
But you always say that. How is this time any different from any of the others?
I swear to you, Angie. I am not lying to you. I'll really quit this time. I don't want to lose you, baby. Please don't let me lose you.
Look, Danny. I just need a few days to think. That's all. I gotta think. This is fucked up. And the least you can do is give me some time to think about all this.
Yeah, all right. Just believe me when I say, I'm sorry, Angie. I really am. I know I fucked up. But I want to make it right. I'm gonna make it right. I mean it, Angie. I'm so sorry, babe.
Well, that's really hard to believe, you know, Danny. But I'll think about it. If you can show me that you really are sorry, that you can really get off the shit... Aw, oh, hell, Danny. Why'd you have to fuck up again?
I'll do better, baby. I promise.
No, let go. I have to go to Mom's. I need time. Just give me time, Danny.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah, yeah, you take all the time you need, Angie. And I'll be right here waiting for you. Fancy running into you at the bar. Big surprise.
Hey, Danny! It's good to see you, man. Can I buy you a drink?
I don't know.
Come on, man. You look like shit. You could use a drink, right? Am I right?
Yeah, you sure know how to make a guy feel like a million bucks, Marty. Yeah, alright. Just a light beer, though, huh?
A light beer? Really? Okay. Hey, Charlie, bring this man a light beer, will ya?
Coming right up.
You okay, man? I haven't seen you in a week or so. You find another gig yet?
No, man. Just been trying to get my act together.
Act?
Here you go, dude.
Thanks, man.
So you're trying to tell me that you're gonna start performing music again? Because if so, that's the best news I've had all year, man.
No, Martin. I mean, I'm trying to get clean again. Checked myself into rehab.
Rehab? Man, you've been on the shit again, haven't you? Fuck! You're doing okay, right?
Yeah, but Angie left me. So I've been trying to get clean again. This time, for good.
Sorry, man. real sorry. Life's a bitch sometimes, but you know, there are plenty fish in the sea, Danny. Why limit yourself? I mean, Angie could be a real drag sometimes, you know?
Be careful what you say about Angie. I happen to love her, Marty.
Hey, don't get me wrong, man. Angie's a real hot number. Sorta.
You should really quit while you're ahead, Marty.
I think I will. How about I buy you another drink to make it up to you? Something with a bit more kick this time, huh?
No, I better not.
It's just a drink, Danny. I mean, shit, come on, man.
You know, you're right. What the hell?
All right, now we're talking. Charlie, bring my friend here a real man's drink.
What'll it be?
Bring him the hardest thing you got. It should bend light. He's having woman troubles.
All right, I hear you. Got just the thing.
See, I told you we'd be better off with a frou-frou drinks down.
Shit, Marty. I'm gonna regret this in the morning.
Maybe you will. Maybe you won't. Hey, I think it is morning.
Yeah, I'm already starting to feel like crud.
I can make you feel a bit better.
Layla? Layla McCain? I haven't seen you in a long time.
Not since you walked out on me with that Angie chick. When was it now? 1, 2 years ago now? You really missed out, lover boy.
Uh-oh. Hello, Layla. Fancy meeting you here.
Take a hike, Martin.
I was here first, and it's Marty.
Fine. Stay here, then. Danny, come with me.
No, I don't think so. I really should get home.
Did you drive here?
Well, yeah. Of course.
Then I'm taking you home.
That's really unnecessary, Layla. Honestly.
No. I'm your designated driver tonight. Come on, hotshot.
Well, fine. Why not? See you around, Marty.
Around? Yeah. The room is spinning. Oh, here I go. Hello, Laura.
Here we go, Danny. Gotta get you into bed.
In your dreams.
Maybe. I always fail to make my dreams come true with you. Why is that, Danny? Oh, yeah. It's because Angie is always around. But where is Miss Perfect now?
She, left me.
Again? Foolish girl. Why would she leave a man like you? Hot rock star and everything.
I messed up again.
How did you mess up, Danny?
I lost my job. Been having some tough times here lately. Fell off the wagon, you could say.
What wagon?
Same old wagon I always fall off of.
Oh, you mean more than the booze?
Oh, considerably more than booze. Yeah.
Oh, I see. Life enhancement. Well, that's what I call it anyway.
That's not what Angie calls it.
She's just weak. She's from the outside. But we know the business, don't we, Danny? Sex. Drugs. Rock and roll. Especially the sex and drugs part. We're all about the sex and drugs part, huh, baby?
Well, now, for me, it's always about the rock.
I know you're all about the art, baby. Always loved your art. Your music was always so full of passion. The, life enhancement was your greatest muse.
I guess it helped sometimes.
Of course it did, Danny. And then here comes sweet, innocent little Angie, the girl with no passion. What did you ever see in her, Danny?
Hey, Angie's a good girl.
Oh, yeah. I'm sure she's the best, but wouldn't the best support you more? Instead of always criticizing your every move, wouldn't she love you more? Instead of always judging you for your vices? You just need someone who understands you, Danny. Someone who nurtures your creativity.
Now, who might that be?
You're looking at her, lover. I get everything you need right here, Danny. Everything.
What's that?
Candy. I didn't come empty-handed, you know. I came with sweets, baby.
But I can't. I'm sorry, Layla. I'm getting off the stuff.
Oh, baby. It's not as if you're hooked. What's wrong with a little taste now and again?
But...
I bet Angie thinks you're an addict. But I know better. You're just an artist who misses his muse. I can be that, Danny. And so much more. What I've got for you can help you find your song again.
I don't know, Layla.
Shh. Don't tell me no again. You just about broke my heart the last time. You really want to hurt me, Danny? Do you?
I don't want to hurt anyone.
This ain't about pain, baby. This is about pure pleasure. Yours and mine. Come on, baby. Have a taste of what I've got. Tastes so good, baby. Come on. Don't keep me lonely.
Oh, fuck it. Yeah.
That's it, lover. Now come and taste me.
Oh, yeah.
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 Danny, are you home? I forgot. What? What the hell? Danny, what the fuck is this?
Oh, shit. Angie, no.
So, you found one of your little druggy sluts and decided to fuck her. Perfect, Danny. Fucking perfect.
Angie, no.
No what, Danny? Don't even try lying your way out of this one. The scene is all too perfect. Coke on the nightstand, half-naked whore wrapped around you. No need to say anything more. Ever. Except, fuck off, Danny.
Angie. No. Angie.
Stop, Danny. Forget about her. You don't need that bitch. You've got me now.
Let go of me, bitch.
Oh, no, baby. Now that I've finally got a hold of you, I am never letting you go.
What the fuck are you talking about? Layla?
Not Layla. Oh, no. I am so much more than that.
What are you talking about? What the fuck was in that coat? Shit, what's happening? Where did these flames come from?
Oh no, it was some good shit, alright. Stronger than anything you've ever tried, lover boy.
What the hell are you talking about? What is this? Is this building on fire?
Your soul is on fire. You've just lost the battle. You thought you were fucking me, but really you just fucked yourself.
Or did you just fuck me? Now that would be one for the books, huh?
Hard rocker
Danny Patron turns gay. I can see the headlines now. Or even a better one. Danny Patron ODs.
No. No. This must be the coke talking. I'm dreaming. Or I'm losing it.
Well, you're losing it, Danny. Losing the fight of your life. Got a hold of you now. And I won't let go. Not ever.
I don't want this.
Are you sure about that? But you're...
Danny Patron, rock legend. It's sex, drugs, and rock and roll, dude. Party on! It's your dream come true, man. And now you can rock it forever in hell.
No, it can't end like this. I must be dreaming. I must be dreaming. Fucking help me, somebody, please.
Please? Begging, Danny? The great Danny Patron, the rock god, is begging for his life. Now that's fucking funny. You think you're so rock and roll, huh? You're just a fucking joke.
Oh, please, someone help me. Please!
No help for you now, lover. You've just rocked off the edge. But don't worry, you won't be alone. Your friends will be with you.
Yeah, man, we'll be with you.
We'll be with you forever, Dan. We won't ever leave you, I promise.
No. No. No.
Excuse me, are you Miss Angela Clark?
Yes, just call me Angie.
Okay, Angie. I'm Dr. Hart. I was one of the physicians who was trying to resuscitate Danny Patron. I understand you were the closest thing he had to next of kin.
Had? Tried to resuscitate him? You mean he's dead, isn't he?
I'm sorry. We did everything we could. He was just too far gone, I'm afraid. We'll know more after the autopsy, of course. But I'm sorry, Mrs. Angie. I'm afraid Danny suffered the ultimate fate of those who dare to experiment with drugs. He had so much in his system and a lot of alcohol. Well, you can see what I'm saying. I'm very sorry for your loss. If there is anything I can do...
I don't think so, Doctor. There's only one thing I want, and that is to know why... Why would anyone do this to themselves? Why play around with stuff like that? This is how it goes. You play with fire, you get burned. You play with drugs, you pay a high price. And so do those who love you.
I understand. I wish there was more I could do or say.
There's nothing anyone can say now. I loved him, Doctor. But Daddy Patron was a fool. And now all I'm left with is the pain.
Danny Patron fought a losing battle with addiction. He created his own hell. It's easy to fall into such a trap. It could happen to any one of us. It could happen to you. Would you have the strength to resist the temptation and avoid circling the drain?
You have been listening to Showcase, Circle the Drain, which was written by Benjamin Bruce and Jonathan Patrick Russell, and which starred, in order of appearance, Andrew Dorfman as Marty Dangerfield, Jonathan Patrick Russell as Danny Patrone, Jim Barber as Tom Billings, Michelle Wilson as Angie Clark, Joe J. Thomas as Charlie the Bartender, Deborah Adams as Layla McCain, and Daryl Looney as Dr. Hart. The narrator was Shane Harris. The Showcase theme tune and the incidental music was provided by Kevin MacLeod. Additional music heard during this production was provided by Dewey DeLay and SoundDogs.com. The post-production editor was Jeff Niles. The sound designer, producer, and director was Jonathan Patrick Russell. The series Dream Realm Showcase was created by Jonathan Patrick Russell, and the copyright is held by Dream Realm Enterprises. Any rebroadcast or reproduction of this program without the express written permission of Dream Realm Enterprises is strictly prohibited. Thank you for listening. We invite you to visit us on the web at dreamrealmpsych.com. And if you'd like to email us with any of your comments or questions, you may do so at darkbuilding1@yahoo.com. Join us next time for another incredible story.
This program is copyright 2019, all rights reserved, and is brought to you by Dream Realm Enterprises. The journey continues.